to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. This is last Wednesday of the month, and so this is the young people's discipleship class evening. And I actually was prepared this evening. I remembered. I'm doing good so far. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1 and let's read the whole chapter. We've already looked at an overview of the Old and New Testament, and we looked a little bit at some things there. So now I want to look at one of the basic things, the creation of the world, the creation and the Garden of Eden. So Genesis chapter 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. And we'll stop there. First thing I want us to know, young people, is Who is the Creator? Who is the Creator? Let's do a sword drill. Everybody got their Bibles? Get ready. John 1:3. John 1:3. Go. Who is this Creator that was doing all this creative work? Who has John 1:3? Stand up and read it if you got it. Somebody has to have it by now. Who's brave enough? Somebody. Thank you. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. This chapter is talking about Jesus Christ. All things were made by Him. Ruthie, do you have verse 10? Can you read verse 10 for us? Very good. John 1 verse 10 says, He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the Creator. He created the universe. We can also see that in Ephesians 3:9. Turn with me to Ephesians 3:9, please. Ephesians 3:9 says, And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. So He created all things by Jesus Christ. Another verse that plainly tells us this is Colossians 1, verses 16 and 17. You don't have to turn there. But that reads, For by Him, talking about Jesus Christ again, For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Excuse me. So Jesus Christ is the one who created the universe, the second member of the Godhead, okay? The next thing we need to understand about the creation is that Jesus created everything. Excuse me. In six literal 24-hour days. Jesus created everything in six literal 24-hour days. Let's have another sword drill. Bible's up. Exodus 20:11. Exodus 20:11. Go. Very good, Ruth, that you beat everybody on that one. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day, wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So the Bible plainly tells us, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, okay? You don't have to turn there for this one, but Exodus 31, verse 17, basically tells us the same thing. It reads, It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day He rested and was refreshed. Jesus created everything in six literal 24-hour days. But there's a few things that as we read Genesis chapter 1, the Bible did not specifically say when they were created. So I want to go through a few things. Someone could ask, when was heaven, the heaven where God dwells, when was that heaven made, and when were the angels created? Okay, well, that would be a good question. Go back to Genesis chapter 1. Whoops. Genesis chapter 1 again. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And you'll notice that from there on, we never read that God specifically mentions the heaven that he dwells in. And it doesn't ever talk about angels. So when was heaven and all the angels created? Well, I believe that the heaven where God dwells had to have been created on this first day. Verse 2 says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. So the one thing we talk about that was created on the first day is light. Light. Okay? But as you'll notice, when it talks, as the Bible gets into the story, the one thing that is already there is earth. Earth is there. And also, the Bible says, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. So water is there. Okay? So some questions then arise. When was heaven made? When were the angels made? When did God actually build the earth? And what day did God make water? All these things, the Bible doesn't say that God spoke them. We don't get the point where God spoke these things into existence. But it is understood in verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So when we talk about the first day, we all always talk about that he created light, but he created many more things than just light on the first day. Because when he created light, there was the earth. On the earth, there was water, and then he created light. So on that first day, light was the last thing he created. The first thing I believe that God created was heaven. On that very first day, I think the first thing God created was heaven. Let's see why. Turn with me to Job chapter 38. Job 38. Job 38, and look at verse 4. This is God talking to Job. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest, or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Okay, so the Bible says, God is telling Job that when he built the earth on the first day, all the angels of God were shouting for joy. And so that means the angels of God were created before the earth itself was built. And then that means that heaven was built as well for the angels to be in when the earth was built. Okay? So on the very first day, God, Jesus, created heaven where he dwells. He created the angels to fill heaven, to be with him. He created the earth itself, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. All the angels rejoiced when he did that. He created water upon the earth when he created the earth. And then we get into verse 2 of Genesis chapter 1, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And he goes on and finishes the day by creating light. I believe that would be the proper progression of the first day. So we don't always talk about that on the first day, because the Bible jumps over all those other four things that he did create. He created heaven where he dwells. He created the angels. He created the earth itself. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And he created water. He created all those things. We just don't have the specific point when God said, and let there be water, and there was water. Bible doesn't say that particular thing. But it did happen, and I believe it happened on the first day before light was made. Okay? So Jesus made the heaven and all things that were therein, including all the angels. The angels were made perfect, and Lucifer was one of them. Lucifer was a perfect being made without sin. He was the head angel, the covering cherub that covered the throne of God. Okay, so let's see about what the Bible talks about Lucifer. Let's go to Ezekiel 28. Ezekiel 28 and verse 13. Lucifer was made on the first day with all the rest of the angels of God. Lucifer would have been one of the sons of God that the Bible talks about in Job that shouted for joy when God built the earth and laid the foundation of the earth on the first day. Ezekiel 28, verse 13, we find out some more information about Lucifer. In verse 13 it says, "Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and all those precious stones and precious metals and gold." Skip down to gold. "The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created." So he was beautiful. He was able to make music. He had pipes and tabrets. Verse 14, "Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth." In other words, covering the throne of God itself. "And I have set thee so," the Bible says, "thou wast upon the holy mountain of God," referring to heaven itself. "Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee." Okay? And then verse 16. "By the multitude of thy merchandise they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire." So Lucifer was the covering cherub. When he was created perfect, and he was created on the first day before the earth itself was made. He would have been one of those rejoicing when the earth was built. And then the earth was built again right after that, the very first day, water was built, created on it. So Jesus made heaven, then he made the earth on the same first day. He created water to cover the earth originally for a few days before he finished arranging the water and the dirt in the coming days. So when Jesus made the earth, he just put water on it, and it was totally covered in water. He's going to arrange it on the third day, I believe it is. Arrange that dirt and that water. And then to finish the very first day, Jesus then created physical light, and separated that light from the darkness. This would have been the first day. Heaven and the angels, the earth and water, all, and finally light, all created on the first day. And also, something else we don't think about that was created on the first day, but it would have been because God made the earth and the whole earth, the globe. Karen, sit still, turn around and look at me. The other thing that would have been created was hell would have been created on the first day, because hell is in the center of the earth. And the earth was built, the foundations of the earth were laid on the first day. So hell would have been created the moment Jesus created the earth on the first day. So all these things were created on the very first day. We don't talk about that very much, because we skip over these things and just move to light, because that's the progression, that's what the Bible talks about literally. And puts emphasis on. And so, but let's not forget that he created all these other things as well. While God had been creating the earth on the first day, and then later on, as we go through the rest of creation, God had also been creating a special garden for man. And man is God's greatest creation. Man is the pinnacle of the creation of God. So let's go back to Genesis chapter 1 again and read it real quick again. Verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. And so God, on the second day, God created the firmament and divided the waters. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And then on verse 9, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. So on the third day, when God created dry land, he also created the plants, in verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and the herb yielding seed. So as he's planting all these plants and creating them, he was also planning ahead, and during that day, that third day, God planted a special garden somewhere in the Middle East area that he called the Garden of Eden. Okay? So the Garden of Eden would have been planted. God knew what he was doing. He didn't have to plant it later. The Garden of Eden would have been planted on the third day when he planted all the plants. And then a question somebody could ask, when did God create the lake of fire? When did God create the lake of fire? Well, there are three options to answer that question. Number one, God could have built the lake of fire when he built heaven. The lake of fire could be just an invisible place, like heaven is an invisible place to us today, to our physical eyes. So when God made heaven, God could have made the lake of fire at that time too. There are two other options, though. It could be a place that is we physically could see, if we could see into the earth, for one thing. When he created the earth, he may have created the lake of fire. We don't know. We do know that hell is the center of the earth, and the lake of fire could easily be the magma portion of the earth itself. Okay, so that's one option. The Bible says hell is going to be cast into the lake of fire. When that happens, that could easily be the magma taking over all of the interior of the earth. Don't know. Could be. It's just an option. The other option is that the lake of fire could have been created on day four. Day four, the Bible says, and God said that there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And verse 16 says, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. So he made the sun, the moon, and the stars, and all the planets and everything that's out in the outer space God made on the fourth day. God could have made the lake of fire on this fourth day when he created the sun, moon, and stars. When Jesus destroys the earth in the last moment of time, Jesus could easily drop the earth into any star he chooses. A star could be the lake of fire. Our own sun is an excellent candidate. It would make an apt and ironic eternal punishment for so many that have worshipped it over the centuries instead of the Creator. But the sun is also an excellent option gravitationally. It would be so easy to allow the earth to fall into the sun and then cause the sun to flee away or simply be darkened, since the new earth needs no sun at all. Of course, this is all conjecture and guessing, and we don't know where the lake of fire is for sure, but it could easily be the sun. It could be the magma in the earth. The Bible says the gold and your silver is cankered and shall be a testimony against you in the last day. So all of the earth could just become a ball of flame. That could be the lake of fire. The whole earth, God could drop it in the sun or any other star he chooses. A star could be the lake of fire. We don't know, but we do know God created the lake of fire. Lake of fire, again, could be invisible. And he could have made it on the first day when he created heaven itself. But some verses that fit the sun theory is Luke 21:33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. It doesn't say the sun. It says heaven and earth shall pass away. 2 Peter 3:2. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Again, the sun doesn't say the sun by name. Psalm 72:5, they shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. Interesting. Psalm 72:17, his name shall endure forever, His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Interesting. The name of God shall be continued as long as the sun. Very interesting. Psalm 74:16. The day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Well, we know God has prepared the sun to grow crops and all that, but maybe God has prepared the sun for something else as well as that. Ecclesiastes 3:16. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. Also interesting verse. Matthew 24:29, immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened. The Bible never says specifically that the sun is destroyed. It only says the sun is darkened. And the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. So the Bible does say the heaven shall pass away. Maybe that includes the sun too. Anyway, just some interesting thoughts about the lake of fire. But when did he create the lake of fire? Well, it could have been on the first day, and it could be invisible. It could have been on the first day when he created the earth, and all of the earth just becomes a ball of flame one day. Or it could be on the fourth day when God created the sun or the stars. Any one of those would fit what the Bible talks about, as far as we know, the lake of fire. On the fifth day, we know that God made fish and birds. Then on the sixth day, he made all the land animals. And this would have included the dinosaurs, by the way. And then on that sixth day, God also made man. And then God put him in the garden. God showed man. Let's read the account of man again. Verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Skip down into chapter 2, please, and let's read the closer account of when God created man. Verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. I believe verse 8 is referring to past tense. The Lord God had planted a garden eastward in Eden, because all of a sudden he puts the man whom he had formed right there. And out of the ground made the Lord God grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. I believe verse 9 is past tense as well. Because also the river is past tense, and a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And skipping down to verse 15, and the Lord God took the man, and this is present now, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Okay? So God made man on the sixth day after he had made all the land animals, and then he puts him in the garden that he had previously prepared for him on the third day. And God showed Adam, this first man, the two most important trees in the garden, the tree of life and especially the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God gave Adam his one and only command, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then God did something special just for man, for Adam. Look at Genesis 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. And look at verse 19. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an help meet for him. So God did something super special just for man. He created all the birds and land animals again, right in front of Adam. Adam got to see the creative power of his God who had made him. This was Adam didn't witness any of the rest of creation. He had been the last thing created until God said, you know, I'm going to let Adam see my creative power. And so God formed all these animals right in front of Adam and told Adam, all right, here's this one. What's the name of this one? Well, that's the rhinoceros. Here's another one. What's the name of this one? That's a cat. And so Adam got to see God's creative power firsthand. That's something we kind of skip over sometimes. But it's very, very neat that God did that for Adam. And then, after all this was over, and God had created every bird and every land animal again, there was still time left in the day. And after Adam had named them, by the way, which he must have been really smart to name them so quickly, there is still time in the day after that for God to put Adam into a deep sleep and perform the first surgery, take out one of his ribs, and make Eve the first woman. Let's look at that, verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. So God takes one of his ribs, makes a woman. God brings her to Adam, and Adam names her. Not only does he name her woman, but he also names her Eve. And Eve means the mother of all living, the mother of all living. But when did Lucifer sin? Someone might ask the question, when did Lucifer sin? Because we know in the very next chapter, it starts out with the serpent. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. And we know that the devil indwelt the serpent and tempted Eve through the serpent. So in chapter 3, that Lucifer has fallen. Lucifer has sinned. When did Lucifer sin, and when did Lucifer become Satan? Well, we don't know for sure when, but let me give you a little bit of a time span wherein he would have fallen. When did Lucifer sin and become Satan? And another question somebody might ask, how long did Adam and Eve live in the garden? Well, Lucifer sinned sometime after the Garden of Eden was planted on day 3. Lucifer sinned sometime after the Garden of Eden was planted on day 3, because remember Ezekiel said, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. So the Garden of Eden had to be planted while Lucifer was still perfect. Okay? Lucifer enjoyed the Garden of Eden while being in his perfect sinless state. I don't like talking about sinlessness about Satan, but anyway, he had not sinned yet. And he was able to enjoy the perfect garden that God had made. So after day three had to have happened for him to be enjoying the garden. And then we know that on this day, chapter 3, whatever day this was that this happened, he has fallen and he is a sinner and he's now tempting Eve. So it had to happen between day 3, when the Garden of Eden was built, and then before Adam and Eve sinned, of course. So that's the time frame. Satan was not Satan on day 1. Satan was not Satan on day 2. Satan had to become Satan after day 3, at least after the garden was created. Okay? So that's the time span that Lucifer became Satan in. But how long could Adam and Eve have lived in the garden? Well, that's a good question, but we don't know that for sure either. Adam and Eve could have lived in the garden as perfectly sinless for days, weeks, or even years. Some people say as long as 100 years. I don't think so, personally. I just don't see that happening. But it's possible. We don't have a time frame. We don't have a time limit. We just don't know how long they were there before they sinned. Personally, I would limit their time in the garden at the very most to about 1 year. To about 1 year. Babies are going to come. God has said, be fruitful and multiply. We do know that Cain is conceived with Adam as a sinner. Cain inherits that sin nature. Okay, so he's conceived as Adam is a sinner. So they were not there long enough for Eve to have her first baby. So 100 years is just a crazy number to me. I think a year is tops, 2 years, the very tops. But I think it's probably even less than that. I personally think they were in the garden for days or weeks. Days or weeks. That's my personal opinion. I could very well be wrong. But they were not there long enough for Eve to be told by the Lord himself the rule, the one and only rule. You see what Eve tells the serpent in verse 2. And the woman said unto the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." Well, God obviously didn't tell Eve the one command that he had told Adam. This command was coming secondhand through Adam. Maybe it was Adam who added, "Oh, and Eve, let's not touch it, because if we don't touch it, it's just one more safety measure that we won't eat it. So let's not touch it either." But for some reason, an extra little tidbit, an extra little piece of the rule got added. So this rule is not coming directly from God through Eve. They have not been in the garden long enough for Eve to hear the one and only rule straight from God's mouth. I would think that that would have happened in 2 or 3 years. Why isn't Eve more surprised and suspicious when an animal, the serpent, starts talking to her if she's been in the garden for years and years and has met all the animals of the garden? "I saw you yesterday. You weren't talking to me then. What's going on?" Why isn't she more suspicious that this animal is talking to her? She probably has never met the serpent before. She just assumed, "Oh, well, this is neat. There's somebody else, another creation that can speak." So I don't think they were there for very long. She would have met every animal in the garden if she was there for very long. And it is apparent also they weren't there long enough to ever have eaten of the tree of life. They never ate of the tree of life. They weren't there long enough to go to that. And personally, if it were me, that's one of the first trees I'd go to. Of course, they weren't worried about that. But anyway, the two special trees, you know, I would go to the one other special tree that I was allowed to partake of pretty soon. So I don't think they were there for very long. I think days and weeks is really the top limit of how long they were there. And also the way the story is read, the way the story runs, the story indicates a very quick progression. Does not indicate a lot of time was going on between the end of the creation and the fall. So I believe a month or two, but days or weeks. Days or weeks is my personal opinion. I could be wrong, but that's my opinion. But what we need to really notice is that man was made very different than animals. In Genesis 1 again, in Genesis chapter 2, the Bible says in Genesis 2:7, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Also the Bible says in chapter 1, "Let us make man in our image." In verse 27 says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." Mankind is the only created thing made in the image of God. Mankind was the pinnacle of God's creation. We are a type of mirror of what God looks like. And Satan hates that about us, by the way. We are a type of mirror of what God himself looks like. We are made in his image. God is three persons, yet at the same time, God is one. He's three persons, but he is one. This hard-to-understand concept is called the Trinity, or the triune Godhead. Our God is one God, but yet he is three persons while being one. That he is God the Father, he is God the Son, and he is God the Holy Spirit. And the Bible tells us that these three are one. Hard to understand. One thing that our human brains can't actually comprehend or fathom, we just have to believe it. The Bible says it. That's the way it is. We just have to believe it. But God made man in this image, in his image. He made Adam with three parts: a body, a soul and a spirit. Genesis 2:7, he became a living soul. And this is the difference between mankind and animals. Animals are not made in the image of God. Animals do not have souls or spirits. Animals only have a body. Animals were not at all made in the image of God. There is nothing eternal about an animal. When an animal dies, it is gone. It's kaput. There's nothing left. It's a dead body that will rot. That's all that's left of an animal. But God made mankind as eternal beings. The spark of life that God put into man is an eternal soul. This is why we are called human beings. Human beings. Because once you are a human being, you cannot unbe. You cannot unbe. You always will be. You will never stop being anymore. You will forever be a person. You will forever be human. You may die and become a human spirit, a human soul, but you will still be a human being. Your being will not die. That's why we're called human beings. We always will be when God made us. But when Adam sinned, his spirit died at that very moment. God made us body, soul, and spirit. All those three things were alive in Adam and Eve before they sinned. And when Adam sinned, that spirit died. That spirit died. He became a sinful creature. And from then on, after that one sin, Adam needed to be redeemed back to God. His spirit needed life again. That's why Adam needed to be saved. His spirit was dead. And you and I, after Adam sinned, you and I and every person born to Adam and Eve are now born with a sin nature, Adam's sin nature. We could say that Adam didn't have a sin nature because it was his sin that created the nature. The nature was passed on. It was just Adam. That was who he was. He was a sinner. And his nature is what got passed on. So we could say technically Adam never had a sin nature. He was just Adam, the sinner. But his sin nature got passed on to all of his descendants. You and I are now born in sin. We are born with a body and a soul, but a dead spirit, a dead spirit. And when a person gets born again, what is happening is that your spirit is getting a new birth. Your spirit is becoming born again. Your spirit is becoming alive. The Holy Spirit gives life to your dead spirit. That's what being born again is. You're given your spirit is given life eternal, and you are given the position of being a child of God. That's what being born again is. Your dead spirit is made alive by the Holy Spirit of God. But animals can't be born again. There's no spirit and there's no soul in them. Man is made in the image of God. The Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Man has a body, soul, and spirit. And this is why, because we were made in the image of God, this is why God places the death penalty upon any person killing another person. There's no death penalty at all for killing an animal, is there? God never said you die if you kill an animal. There's no penalty at all for killing an animal. You don't lose a finger, you don't lose a toe. Nothing happens to you. It's morally fine to kill an animal. Unless, of course, it belongs to someone else and then you have to pay money to replace the animal. That's not morally okay. You don't steal an animal and kill it. But anyway, but it's okay to kill animals. It's not murder to kill animals. You see, murder is only murder because murder is the physical slaying of another human being. Another human being. That's what murder is. Taking the life of a living soul. Taking the physical life of a living soul. That's murder. Okay, plants and animals cannot be murdered. God put the death penalty upon the murder of a human being. God never put any penalty whatsoever on cutting down plants or killing animals. There's a big difference. Animals are not made in the image of God. We are not animals. You are made in the image of God. You are a mirror of God. Last thing I want to teach us this evening, that everything that was given life before Adam was still alive when Adam sinned. Anything and everything that was given life before Adam was even created, during those 6 days, whenever anything, the third day, plants were made, everything that was made on the third day was still alive when Adam sinned. Why? Because death had not entered the world yet. Anything created before Adam's sin would, of necessity, according to the Word of God, have to still be living. Otherwise, God's Word is a liar. Okay? Romans 5:14. Let's turn to Romans 5, please. Romans 5. There's three verses I want us to look at. The first thing that we need to understand is there was nothing made before Adam that could have died before Adam. Because Romans 5:14 tells us, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses. Death reigned from Adam. There was no death before Adam. Nothing could have died before Adam. Okay? So there was no civilization before Adam. There was no creatures that lived and died before Adam sinned. There was nothing that died before Adam came along. Death was not a part of the world until after Adam sinned. Verse 12. Romans 5:12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And look at verse 17 again. Confirms this again. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one. For if by one man's offense, Adam's one sin, death reigned by him, in other words. Okay? Much more than they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. So there was nothing that was given life before Adam that could have died before Adam sinned. No plants died. Any animal that God created on the sixth day, or the birds and fish on the fifth day, nothing died until Adam sinned. Everything was alive. There was no death on the earth. So everything that was given life before Adam was still alive when Adam sinned. All right. Now you all know there's a quiz. How many 9-year-olds and under do we have? Raise your hand. 9-year-olds and under. Okay, how many 10 to 13-year-olds? 10 to 13-year-olds. And how many 14 and up? 14 and up. One wise guy all the time. That looks pretty even. It's true. Yeah, I know. Okay. So let's do three groups tonight. Let's see what group can be the smartest. I only have 6 questions. So if you get behind, need to get caught up fast. So there's 6 questions. Younger group, 9 and under. The younger group. Who, specifically now, I want a name, a person's name. Who, which one person created the universe and everything that exists? Susie? Jesus, thank you. Jesus is the creator, specifically. I know God is the creator, but Jesus is the creator. Good job. Middle ones, 10 to 13-year-olds. How many days did it take Jesus to create everything, and what did he do on the next day? How many days did it take Jesus to create everything, and what did he do the next day? Rosie? Very good. 6 days to create, and he rested the 7th day. 14-year-olds, on up. What 5 things, besides light, had to have been created on the first day that the Bible does not specifically talk about as being God's, and God said, let there be, and there was? What 5 things, besides light, had to have been created on the first day? Made this one hard.
The earth itself.
Yep.
The heaven that God built.
Yep.
Angels
Yep.
Water.
Water. We've got, just for those listening in, heaven, angels, the earth itself, water. And one more that would have had to have been created.
Hell.
Hell. You got it. Hell in the center of the earth had to have been created right then. All right, good one. Younger kids, 9 years old and under. When God created the individual who became the devil, when God created this individual, he was made perfect. True or false? Chloe. True. When God created the individual who became the devil, he was made perfect. Middle ones, 10 to 13. What was his name and what was his job? What was this person's name that was created perfect? And what was his job when God created him? Come on, it's not that hard. This person who eventually became the devil, what was his original name and what was his original job? Maybe I should stick the 14-year-olds in with them. Who's a 14-year-old? Oh. Wait. So Joshua, you're in this group, right? The person who became the devil, what was his original name and what was his original job? No guesses? Okay. I'll take that. He was the top angel. I think I might have mentioned that. The covering cherub of the throne of God would have been the total correct answer, but we'll take it. Lucifer, the top angel. All right, older kids. Within what frame of time or within what time span, according to the Bible, must Lucifer have fallen or sinned? After what and before what, basically? The time span. Mrs. Pooter would get it.
After day 3, before Adam and Eve.
Correct. After the Garden of Eden was planted on day 3, but before Adam and Eve sinned. Younger kids, were the angels or mankind God's greatest creation? Were the angels or mankind God's greatest creation? Sharon. Nope. Nope, the angels were not. Why aren't the angels the pinnacle of God's creation anyway? They don't have a body, soul, or spirit, so they weren't mirroring God's image. God didn't say we're going to make angels in our image. He said let's make man in our image. Mankind is the pinnacle of God's creation. Middle ones, to whom did God give the earth to? To whom did God give the earth to? Yes. Oops. I already gave the answer to this question. Should look ahead before I start talking sometimes. You are right. To whom God did God give the earth to? Man. What made man more special than the angels? Can you guys remember for 30 seconds? Uh-huh. But specifically, which specifically means, there you go. They're made in the image of God. Gave that one away. All right, we'll have to make up for it. Younger kids, what one rule did Adam and Eve need to obey? What one rule did Adam and Eve need to obey? Sharon. Huh? Don't touch the two trees in the middle of the garden? What Bible story book have you been reading? That was close, but that wasn't right. Somebody want to give me the right answer over there? Chloe. No, don't eat of it. Eve added the touch part. God said, do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Okay, you younger ones are listening to too much of what Eve says and not enough about what God says. Middle kids, answer this question and explain. Did God make Eve of the dust of the ground? Did God make Eve of the dust of the ground? What did he make her out of? Adam's rib. Very good. No or yes would have also been accepted, but you would need to explain. The answer was no or yes, but from or through Adam's rib. Adam's rib was made out of dust too. Anyway, older kids. You got it. Older kids, who was responsible and punished for disobeying God's command? Who was responsible and punished for disobeying God's command? Now, we didn't go through this, but there's been a challenge to read through your Bible, and I assume you read chapter 3, got that far. Who was responsible and punished for disobeying God's command, don't eat of that tree? You got them all eventually. Who was responsible and punished for disobeying God's command? All three. The serpent, Eve, and Adam were all responsible and all punished for disobeying God's command. But it was Adam who was responsible for the sin race, the sin nature of the rest of the race. But the serpent was punished by his arms and legs being taken away. Eve was punished in childbirth. Adam was punished. The earth was cursed because of Adam. They were all responsible and they were all punished. Younger kids, you're behind by two. You're behind by two. You got to catch up. What was the place of Adam and Eve's first home? What was the name of Adam and Eve's first home? Chloe. Eden, or the Garden of Eden. Good job. Middle kids, did Adam and Eve eat of the fruit of the tree of life? Are you a middle kid, 13? All right, you are right. No, they did not eat of the tree of life. As far as we know, I believe if they had, they would have lived forever. Even if they had eaten the tree of life before they ate of the knowledge of good and evil, I believe they would have lived forever. Older kids, what came into the world because of Adam's sin? What came into the world because of Adam's sin?
Death.
Very good. Younger kids, this is the last question now. The middle ones and older ones are tied up. Younger kids, you're not going to make it. But keep it up. Were animals created just like humans? Were animals created just like humans? Chloe. No, they were not. There is a difference between humans and animals. Middle kids, what do all people have that animals do not have? What do all people have that animals do not have? Souls. Very good. Eternal souls. Older kids, what is the natural state of the spirit of man? What is the natural state of the spirit of man? Very good. It is dead. It needs to be made alive by the Holy Spirit. All right, you middle kids and older kids, tied up. Good job. All right, that's all we have for this evening. Thank you for joining us online. God bless you.